You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the cause of Christ among Free Will Baptists around the world. Today we have with us Brother James Benedict. He is the director at Arms of Compassion. He's also the pastor at We Walk a Free Will Baptist Church in Earlsboro, Oklahoma. So, Brother James, thank you for being with us today.
Well, it's my privilege, Dr. Moody, to be here.
Well, my friend, we're so happy with the ministry you're doing there, not just as a pastor, but what you're doing to try to minister to people that are in some difficult situations, living out on the streets, living out in different places. And Arms of Compassion, you guys have done a great job providing needs of people and helping out in disasters. How did you end up involved in this kind of ministry?
Well, originally I ended up meeting with Brother John Hewitt. I met him right after he started and actually had started the disaster relief program. And I was sold out. I mean, I was just sold out to it. And as time went on, Brother John got Parkinson's and found it difficult for him to go. And I had met with him after church one day. We had dinner and at a Golden Corral, and he was there. And I told him a little bit about my background and that I had come from an orphanage. And I knew a big part of what he did was adoptions and things like that. So it just kind of seemed to fit. I'd also been wiped out by a tornado, so the disaster part of it fit as well. And I told him, I said, if you'd just like for somebody to go out and tell how important the work is that you're doing, I would be a sounding board for you. And it went from that to come on, be our representative that promotes this ministry, and eventually now director as John's Parkinson's has progressed.
Wow. And you guys are really doing a lot, providing a lot of food, a lot of different resources for people in difficulty. I see it on your Facebook site, Arms of Compassion.
Yes, sir.
How do you get involved in just doing that kind of thing?
Well, the homeless ministry came about in kind of an odd way, maybe some might think. God kind of took me and molded me into this part of the ministry. I had had opportunity to go to Southern Oaks because of being their promotional representative and speak about Arms of Compassion there. And Brother Steve Shaw was a pastor there at the time, and had a wonderful time with them. We went out to dinner, and Brother Steve started telling me about this young lady, Miranda Grimes, and her wonderful mom and dad supported her and her efforts. As Steve told it, she was very young girl, and in his eyes, I'm sure that she was, but she was about 18 when she started what they called the PB&J ministry. And it just really stuck with me. It resonated with me, and I know it was a God-given thing that I got to hear this story. And I carried it with me wherever I went. And, you know, for a young girl to go out and go into some of the areas, as I've heard her dad talk about, I mean, she would go running off into the woods calling these people's names as she got to know them and feeding them peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It just kind of resonated with me. And then, you know, even though, Dr. Moody, sometimes we feel like we're doing the Lord's work, our self can get in the way. Mm-hmm. And that happened to me. I was going out as a compassionate representative for Arms of Compassion, but God showed me very quickly my sin and convicted me of my sin and my lack of compassion. One day we were coming back from Oklahoma City, and I kept seeing these homeless people on the corners begging for money. And I actually called our mayor's office there in Oklahoma City and told him, I said, can't you do anything about these people? Can't you get them off our streets? It's a black eye on Oklahoma. As soon as somebody pulls in off of one of our highways, that's the first thing they see is all these homeless people. And I really did do that. Mm-hmm. And then it wasn't but just about a month later, I was leaving my job where I dropped off my crates, and we were, had a big, big rain that night. And I was going under an overpass, and I seen two men laying on the sidewalk under this overpass. One had a little pillow or a blanket that he had to lay on his head on, and the other had absolutely nothing. He was just laying there with no covers, no bags, nothing at all, just laying on the concrete trying to sleep because they'd been kept awake all night by the storms.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife noticed me begin to weep. And God really convicted me at that time of my lack of compassion. And I began to openly weep, and she wanted to know what was wrong. And I said, you know, I called our mayor and wanted him to put these people in jail.
Mm.
What most people don't know is that I have a homeless daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, God showed me through my self-righteousness and my sin that I could have put my own daughter in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke my heart. Sometimes we need to be broken to be fixed, I think.
Yeah.
And even though I was going out and doing the work and speaking about compassion, my goodness, I lacked a heart for compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And God fixed that for me.
Ooh.
it was very emotional, tough time for me.
Mm-hmm.
Still is today. As I speak with you, I almost have tears in my eyes because it's close to home.
Yeah.
I hear so many things out there, Dr. Moody, about how people say, oh, they want to be there. You can't do nothing for them. You can't get them saved. Well, I got to tell you that we have a master that can fix all things.
Yes.
And I would hope that in the day that my daughter decides to turn her life back to the Lord, that there would be somebody there with compassion,
yeah,
and love in their heart and understanding for the situation and extend the hand of fellowship and love to her. And not only that, but the gospel of Jesus Christ,
mm-hmm,
and help her on her way. Because I know, and you know, that the gospel is the one thing that can change everything.
That's right. That's right. So that really kind of empowered you or kind of motivated you to
absolutely
carry this on to another step, didn't
so
it?
So that's where we took Miranda's story,
mm-hmm,
and put it into effect.
Yes.
If this young girl who was so brave and tenacious about serving her God and showing true compassion and love, if she could do it, if she could make some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, why couldn't I?
Yeah.
And that evolved over the past 4 years. It has evolved. And we have been able to evolve from peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to turkey and cheese and ham and cheese sandwiches and then hot dogs and hamburgers. And now we've actually have our own food trailer where we provide pulled pork sandwiches for these people. Chips, some kind of a dessert. We always take drinks with us. And I'll tell you, it's just my belief, and I told you this before, if we're going to preach a king's message, we ought to serve them king's food. They deserve everything that we can give them.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have the capability and a loving and compassionate heart, as my vice president would say, the question is not why. Really, the question is, why not?
There you go. Yeah.
Why not?
So you're trying to provide food for them?
Yes, we provide clothes. So God blessed, after he took this broken vessel and put me back together in the correct way with the right heart,
mm-hmm,
God began to bless. Now we have a semi-trailer full of goods from Bibles, lots of Bibles. Brother Gary Curry from Bridge Builders of the Cross provides us with all the Bibles we need, Hispanic and English. Mm-hmm. And we have coats and jeans and personal care items and shoes and just every kind of thing, bedding. Just you couldn't even imagine all the things that we have. So we have two separate trailers. We have a clothes trailer where we take our personal care items. We have our shoes. We have our clothes and all that stuff. And we take that. We always take Bibles and drinks. We always take water for them. We do not hand out money. Mm-hmm. I don't think money will fix anything, not for them.
Yeah.
The one thing that really will fix something for them, and I brought a little prop with me today.
Yeah.
This little $1 item is a very important item. It's just a little $1 flashlight. You can get them at Walmart everywhere. But this little light, as the song goes, this little light of mine, I will let it shine. Through this light, we're able to share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. When they click that light on, that's where we start trying to share the light of the world's message with them about Jesus Christ. And it works. It works, and we're able to hand them a Bible. I cannot tell you how many people we have prayed with at the end of a tailgate, people that's accepted Christ. And just recently, Dr. Moody, we had a young man. We were set up. We were feeding. He seen the logo on our trailer. He came up to one of our workers and asked who's got this, who's in charge. And he came and told me his story. He said, when several years ago, when I was here in Oklahoma City and I was living on the street, I was in desperate need of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the logo on your trailer, and you gave me clothes, and you gave me food, and you gave me a Bible.
Hmm.
And he said, shortly after that, I entered the program there at the Jesus House in Oklahoma City, went through the program, graduated, have a home, I have a brand new vehicle, and he wanted to give me $200 to help further the ministry.
Wow.
The ministry is working.
Mm-hmm.
We can see the results of it. When someone tells me that we're just wasting our time, I can tell them for sure that God doesn't waste his time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he had a little something to say about this too, didn't he? Yeah,
absolutely, he did. Quite a bit.
Yeah, so we don't want to ignore what he said.
Right.
And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to provide food, you're trying to provide clothes. And this is pretty cool. The people that are listening, he's got a little flashlight, probably 3 inches, I suppose.
Yep.
Dollar at Walmart.
Yeah, you can get them at the Walmart. You can get them at the Dollar Generals. You can get them all over the place real cheap.
It's pretty cool.
It's a great item for them. You know, you think about the things that we have that we normally have. We have running water. We have a light switch to turn on when we go in the dark at night. They don't have that.
Yeah.
And for them to get a light or get some water or things like that that they desperately need that we take for granted
mm-hmm.
is really a true blessing for them. And it gives us great opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them.
So you're trying to provide these immediate resources and share the gospel with
yes.
them. And then you mentioned you're trying to get them like to a shelter, a place where they'd go through a program
yep.
and so forth. I'm sure churches are listening and thinking, how could we do something like this? Is that pretty much your recommendation for them as well?
I would say that be prayerful for mm-hmm. first off, be prayerful. And if you have a heart for this, it's not really hard to get started. If you're prayerful, if you really want to honor God, serve God, and really I'd like to say this, that Brother John, when he started this ministry, he started based off of James 1:27
mm-hmm.
to visit the fatherless and the widow in their affliction and keep yourself unspotted from the world. And I think if we're going to keep ourselves unspotted from the world, we got to serve God. And we got to get out there and do his work. So, you know, looking at that verse and really thinking about that, and I know the writer was talking about the orphans. I get that. But I've also had conversation with several different ministers along the way. And if they don't know God, aren't they fatherless as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you're dealing with a lot of orphans too. And,
yes, you know. Yes, we do. We have a lot of other areas that we work in with adoptions. We also started a new program right after I take over as director, which has been a huge success and one that we're very, very proud of. We started Love Gift, what we call Jimmy's Love Gift. I had an adopted son, Jimmy Don Marsons, that we had adopted. He passed away in my arms at our home. I always wanted to honor him somehow. And so we started what we call Jimmy's Love Gift in the event that, because of James 1:27, in the event that a pastor's wife passes away or a pastor passes away, is how it started. We wanted to honor those widows, and we send out a $500 live gift there in Oklahoma to them. Well, God had blessed that so much that we decided to extend that to either or pastor's wife. In the event that one passes away, we send that love gift. 3.5 years now, Dr. Moody, and we have sent out 42 of those love gifts so far. And not bragging about what we've done, but bragging about what God's done. He has brought in the funds. He is in control of everything. And it has been, I have gotten some beautiful letters back. One of the very first I can remember, a lady wrote back, and I'm not going to mention her name, but she wrote back to us and she said, "Your love gift arrived at a time where I had no other resources."
Wow. So it really helped her.
It really, really helped her and many, many more through the last several years. So we've been able to help lots of people get their children adopted. We've done several of those. John did many more than I have. So I can't give you an exact count of how many people has realized their dream of having a child through adoption. But in general compassion, I mean, we do things in our state. The, you know, if an elderly lady, like we've had one, lost her hot water tank, well, let's replace it. Lady had just this summer lost her air conditioner. Hey, let's get it fixed. You know, it's general compassion, trying to help people in any way that we can. And I really, truly believe that if we say, now that God's got me straight thinking, if we say that we're the reaching arms of compassion of Jesus Christ, then we ought to try to extend compassion wherever we can and whatever. We don't want to be handcuffed to one thing or another. We want to extend it. So I've been able to go on mission trips. John's been all over the world sharing compassion and helping with adoptions and disaster relief in many different states. So I would say that God has blessed this ministry. We're looking towards the future and can't wait to see what he's going to do next.
That's good. So some people are listening right now and they're thinking about ways that they might be able to help in this area. Maybe they're thinking about their church and trying to help with clothes, trying to help with food. Individual Christians, there could be someone right now listening and they're right there. They're watching somebody on the street corner, one of those signs. You're saying it's best not to give them money.
No, we do not. We, as a matter of fact, we steer clear of street corners. It's not very hard if you look. In God's open eyes, I see homeless people everywhere. When other people don't see them, I see them.
Yes.
But they're hiding. They're hiding in the nooks and the crannies. And then sometimes they're just in the wide open and little tent cities all over the place. And it's not that hard to get started. If you take Miranda's example. You can make some peanut butter jelly sandwiches pretty easy. That's cheap. That's a really easy way to help. And they're always hungry. They always need food. The most important thing, Dr. Moody, is that it's not the food. It's really not the flashlight. It's not the clothes. Of course, those are all worldly things everybody needs. But the true purpose, the true thing that we're trying to get to them, is the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that is what can change their situation forever.
Yes. Yeah.
And if you want to help, if you want to get involved doing this, feel free to call me. Mm-hmm. Our Facebook page is my phone number, all of our information. You can message me, whatever. I'd be happy to talk with you about ideas and how to get started. And I know God will bless it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have not seen it yet because I've only gotten here last night to Nashville, but I have heard that in many cities, I mean, almost every city across the United States, there is a huge homeless population.
Yeah. And you mentioned the tents. You're in the West. You'll see them now, and even in the on the side of the interstates.
Yes. It's everywhere, and I know in our state they had stopped where people could be evicted.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming to an end, and we have already met a couple people because of COVID that found themselves without job because of COVID, found themselves without a way to work, without a way to get food. And I talked to a guy just last month that said I took my last $100. I went and bought me a tent, and now here I am.
Yeah. Wow. So your Facebook page is Arms of Compassion.
Yes.
We encourage folks to go and like it, and you can follow along some of the things you're doing. You can see the cooking of the pork and the different activities, which also give us, the rest of us, ideas.
And oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Anything else you think of to share before we sign off today?
I would just encourage people to search your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of times we get complacent, we get hard-hearted, and we judge somebody's situation because we've never experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I would suggest to people is to search your heart and understand that no matter who I meet, no matter which homeless person, no matter which widow that's lost their husband, whatever the case may be, I don't know the situation that got them to where they're at.
Right.
I've not walked in their shoes. I've not been with them day by day. I don't know what's happened in their family. I don't know about whether or not there's been drugs involved, there's alcohol involved, physical abuse involved. I don't know those things.
Mm-hmm.
And we tend to judge them just and put that label on them just because they're in that situation. But we really don't know why they're in that situation.
Right.
So when you go out, and this has been one of the big things, me and Gary goes with me quite a bit, and other people, we encourage people when we go out to treat them as if they were your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, really listen to what they have to say. And they have a story.
Yeah.
They have a story. And the story is most of the time, that they are somebody that has faced hardship, found themselves in a difficult situation, and haven't figured out how to get out of it yet.
Yeah.
And that's where we come in.
Yeah.
And we bring the light of the world, not just a flashlight, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And through that, we know that everything can change.
That's right.
Everything can change. I came to Christ late in life. He gave me grace, showed me mercy, and everything changed for me the day I said, Jesus, I love you, and I want you to be Lord of my life. And I couldn't even imagine. I couldn't have imagined all these years ago when I said, I do to Jesus, that I would have been able to travel abroad, do mission work, to be able to minister to thousands and thousands of people. And I also want to say this, through much suffering, sometimes comes great victory.
Yeah.
And we don't have to look anywhere other than the cross to understand that through Christ's suffering, the millions and millions and millions of people that will reign in heaven someday.
That's right.
That's right. Thank you, Brother James.
Thank you, Brother Moody.
I appreciate you. And boy, powerful stuff. And you all that are listening today, oh, we encourage you to take this message to heart. You can contact Brother James through Arms of Compassion. A good way to do it is through Facebook.
Yes.
You want to start a ministry like this in your church, be encourage you to reach out to him. He would definitely help you. And
absolutely.
I think we'll see some great fruit. And we're focusing this month on trying to reach our world. So maybe this is a niche for some of the people listening, some of the churches that are listening. These are things that all of us, though, can put into practice.
Yes, yes. Without a doubt.
That's right. Well, thank you, Brother James, for joining us. And thank you all that are listening for joining us. Please like this podcast, if you will. Share it. Write us a review if you can. And remember, everything counts, and we truly are better together.